The Gemara says in Daf Samaches and Veis, Tashmar Viraim is Santa in a Macher, Ankulmus Macher, and Ankulmus is Macher. What does Ankulmus mean? So the Shram says Ankulmus is Seifer Hamelch, Lichtav Misbar Sadis, Mabatam Hanashim, Lassay Smash Gulachim, Lassari. He's a person who's in charge to write down the Misbar Sadis of everyone in order to be able to collect the taxes. So why is this person called Ankulmus? So the Pasha says the word Kulmus is what the Sefer uses to write, so it has something to do with that. And the Yavitz, the Rishonim speak that out, and the Yavitz Taka says that that's why it's called Ankulmus. Ankulmus means Baal Kulmus, one who's a Baal of the Kulmus. So Kulmus, we understand, means refers to the Kulmus. The question is, what do the letters Aleph Nun mean? So the Yavitz says it means Baal, the Baal of Kulmus, but the question is, where do we find that Aleph Nun, An, is a Lashon of Baal? We don't find that An is a Lashon of Baal. So what does the Yavitz mean? That he's called Ankulmus, meaning the Baal HaKulmus. And I think the Pshat of the Yavitz is, could be all be something the Chidah writes over in the Pesach Einayim. He says about like a Chiddush, he says, you find in the Tshuvas from the Rishonim, especially from the Svardim, a lot of times you have names like the name Yosef or Shlomo. Instead of just being called Yosef or Shlomo, they're called An Yosef or An Shlomo. They add the word, the letters Aleph Nun to the name. Vidal is called An Vidal in different places. So why is the letters Aleph Nun added to the name? So the Chidah wants to be Matzia, that it comes from Lashon of Adain. It's a Lashon of Adain. It's like saying Mr. Yosef or Master Yosef. And instead of writing the whole word Adain, they shorten it and they just write the first Aleph of Adain and the last Nun, and it became Aleph Nun to stand for Adain, and that's what it means, An Yosef or An Shlomo. And that would be the Pshat over here. He says, An Kulmus, it means the Adain or the Kulmus, the one who's in charge of the Kulmus. And Mimela fits in well with the Avitz is saying that it means the Baal HaKulmus, the Adain, the Kulmus. That's what the letters An mean. That's a pshat in An Kulmus, a Baal HaKulmus. But I just want to point out that this is not the whole, this whole beer is not so pashut, even though that's what seems to be the pshat over here, the Rishonim Ramazwe. But if you look in the Yerushalmi in B'Metzia, Perek Tasa Halacha Aleph, the Yerushalmi over there brings down a Legabi other dinam. It brings down also the Zinyanim of the Santer and the Ankulmus, but the Girsa is a little bit different over there. It says that the Santer and the Shemeir Vaha Ikunimus, not in Scharim and Emsa. So at first, them not as in the Ankulmus, but as the Ikunimus. It's pretty clear that this is the same Ankulmus we're talking about over here. He comes together with the Santer, but yet he's called Ikunimus, not Ankulmus, and it seems to be a whole different word. And the way the Mefarshim explained over there, like the Pnei Maisha, that he says that Ikonimus is somebody who's in, means a person who's in charge of the city. Lashon Lazu Hapaket Hamamuna Atzarchi Ha'ir, and the Fidat has absolutely nothing to do with the Lashon Kolmus or the Lashon of An. It's not An Kolmus, it's Ikonimus, and it would be mistaken that the word over here is really that same word, but somehow one of these words was Nishtabish, but Pasha says it's the same word. But it's interesting that in the Ma'ara Fulda over there, one of the other Mefarshim in the Shami, he says on the word Ikonimus, he says that the proper Gersa is Unkulmus, like in our Gemara. And he Mamish brings down, like the Rashbam says, that he's the Sefer Yom, Mamun Abate Kolair. So he's Magia the Gemara over there to be the same as the Gemara over here, that it's Taka Unkulmus and not Ikonimus. And the feed that the Pshat of Unkulmus would Taka work out.